Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We've been following college quarterbacks throughout the season, and we've not done it every week, but we've given, I think, everybody a pretty good feel for what might be coming out and what might not be coming out. But that has changed here in the last week or so. And so we're going to do it again, by golly, because I was convinced, Dan was convinced, and Mary-Kate Cabot was all on board. When the Browns made the trade with Jacksonville and picked up an extra first-rounder for this draft, and it drafted at the beginning of the season, everybody thought there could be five or six first-round quarterbacks in this draft. We thought the Browns were taking a quarterback.
Absolutely. Nussmeier, Aller.
I'm not so sure anymore.
Arch.
I'm not so sure. And you now need a scorecard to keep track of who's where and who's doing what. So we're going to do that. Real quick look at NFLDraftBuzz.com's rankings now for the quarterbacks coming out. And there are guys in the rankings who weren't there at the beginning of the year. Their number one rated quarterback is Dante Moore, Oregon. Number two is Fernando Mendoza, Indiana. Number three is Ty Simpson from Alabama. And then they go four to Garrett Nussmeier, who I know you liked from LSU.
Yeah, but he had a season from hell.
He sure did, and he's 6'1". Sorry, I've had enough. And Jaden Maiva from Southern Cal, number five. And Lenora Sellers, the guy I like a lot, is number six.
Interesting. So Mateer a little bit farther down the list, along Mateer with the kid from Cincinnati.
He's number eight, Mateer is. And Sorsby from Cincinnati is number 11. Carson Beck has dropped at 12. So that's where they are. Mateer's at 8. And Sam Levitt, the kid from Arizona State's at 7.
Interesting.
But now, the one thing about these rankings that they're not taking into account, some of these guys have already said they're coming back. Mm-hmm. And one is Lenora Sellers, who's going back to Southern Cal. I think that's a good idea. He's only
South
20.
Carolina.
He's only... thank you, SC.
I
had two SCs in front of me, and I read the wrong one. Sellers going back to South Carolina. He's only 20. And South Carolina this year went 4-8.
And normally I wouldn't do that, but because of this portal, we're in a world where we kind of have to have that.
Yeah. He's going back.
Because it wouldn't shock me at the slightest if all of a sudden I looked over and went, oh, Lenora Sellers is Southern California, right on.
Well,
that makes sense.
He says he's going back to South Carolina.
They've got money out there. Now, the question is are they going to get him weapons around there so that he looks better? Because last year he was not exactly throwing to the creme de la creme.
So to me, that's one guy who I actually would have thought of taking with one of those first-round picks if I'm the Browns, with the idea with Sellers, okay, he is sitting, and I am developing. He would have sat a year because he's only 20 years old.
I would love to live in a world where you could have drafted Lenora Sellers and had him sit for a year.
Yep.
But that world doesn't exist in Cleveland.
Well, might not in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Arch Manning is going back to Texas.
Smart move for Arch.
That's why he's not in those rankings. He already said he's going back. Good idea. What does that mean? It means the two guys that I liked most out of this possible draft class aren't coming out. Those were my two top guys. And they weren't top like, this is the best quarterback right now. They were top as in, I'm projecting these dudes at the NFL level. And they were the two guys that I thought, if I had to draft a guy, that's the guy I would try to develop. And they're both going back, which screams 2027. Okay, keep that in mind. Also, Brendan Sorsby from Cincinnati, who we mentioned earlier in the show, 2 years at Indiana, then they had a coaching change, and then 2 years at Cincinnati. He's entering the portal. He's not coming out. That's a third guy who who could end up being a first-round draft choice in 2027, who's going back to school. And no word yet on Dante Moore at Oregon. He has not made his decision known yet. He plays James Madison in the first round of the playoffs coming up on Saturday. His mom, by the way, is from Logan, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And Moore's from where? Wasn't he from Elyria? Born in Elyria?
Yep, outside of Elyria.
And he grew up outside of Detroit. So that's the word. Right now, if you take a look at some mock drafts, and so this leaves guys like Mendoza, Simpson, Nussmeier.
Simpson's the one I got circled. I wonder if he comes out and has a couple good games with Alabama in the playoff, and Alabama goes a little deeper after getting in when everybody thought they should have been the team out, Notre Dame should have been in. I wonder if he raises his draft stock, and if you see that guy decide to declare, because he does have eligibility left. They do have a five-star on that roster, a five-star quarterback that Alabama picked up that I could easily see Kalen DeBoer wanting to see.
And his name. And you've even heard Simpson's name thrown into transfer talk.
Right. If he might hop in the portal.
Right.
So, especially with all these guys and the way this quarterback thing is going, I would tell you until ink hits paper and that last deadline day passes, assume that any of these guys can easily change their mind.
And then you have Diego Pavia, the kid from Vanderbilt, who came out after losing the Heisman Trophy and went to social media and said, F the voters.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you very much.
And then proceeded to go clubbing throughout New York with that same general message.
I'll have Johnny Manziel for 300, please, Alex.
I'm cool. Yeah, I was getting...
And he's about, what, 5'11", Dan?
Something along those lines.
I'm not going there again.
Scouts were saying as well that he was probably going to go undrafted anyhow.
This organization trouble itself.
I'm good.
Yep.
I'm
going to pass.
Thank you for making Vandy fun. Thank you for beating Alabama so that we could watch the goalposts get paraded down Broadway and Florida River.
Couldn't agree more.
Appreciate you.
So, with these guys going back, who might...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Not have been ready to come in and be your franchise quarterback in year one, but certainly we're guys you could develop and think this is our guy long term. It changes this draft. And I'm going to give you three mock drafts real quick. SB Nation, number one pick, Jets trading up to get Fernando Mendoza.
Makes sense.
8-2, Raiders taking Dante Moore from Oregon. They're assuming he's coming out. The only other quarterback in the first round for SB Nation is Ty Simpson at 31 to the Rams.
Take him with the fifth-year option. Not a bad way to go.
Right, 31. But that's something to think about. CBS Sports mock draft, number one. Jets trading up to get Fernando Mendoza. By the way, could the Jets and Giants actually make a trade and give the Jets a number one overall pick and take a quarterback? Goodness.
New York would implode.
Number two, same thing. Dante Moore, Oregon. They have the top two guys, same two teams trading. They have the Browns taking Jordan Tyson, by the way, the wide receiver.
I'm in.
And
sounds awesome.
Let's go. And they pass on Carnell Tate, who went fifth. But then later on in the draft, they have an offensive lineman coming to the Browns, and that Jacksonville pick is just plummeted. Right now, it's number 28. They have Gennings Dunker, the offensive tackle from Iowa. Mm-hmm. And the only other quarterback they have going in the first round, they have the Rams taking Garrett Nussmeier. And then they also have Simpson going where? Simpson going 20 to the Steelers. So they have four guys in the first round, but only two at the top, and then 20 and 31.
Andy would be heartbroken. That would just be another hurdle for Will Howard.
That'd be terrible. And then
I'd have to hug him.
CBS Sports, same thing. Jets trading up to get Mendoza, and Dante Moore going two to the Raiders. And they have the Browns taking Carnell Tate.
You like Fernando Mendoza?
I've watched some, but not a ton of him.
No, that's fine.
What I've seen is this. Seems to throw the ball on out patterns a lot.
Yeah.
I don't see him rip it down the field as often. I'd like to see somebody rip it down the field, but by complete admission, I haven't seen enough of him to say he doesn't do that well. You've described him this way, and when I was watching him, I couldn't get the thought out of my head.
Sorry.
He's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with being Kirk Cousins,
by the way. No, heavens no.
He's a little more athletic than Cousins is, but that's not a slam.
Yeah, he's not Josh Allen. He's not Lamar Jackson.
If everything around him is functioning, he can raise the boat. You know, he can help.
Yeah.
He can help the cause if everything around him is functioning. If some of the things around him are not functioning, I don't know if he can raise it.
CBS Sports has Ty Simpson going at 10 to the Rams with the Atlanta Falcons pick that they picked up, which I think is an interesting thought. So there's three quarterbacks from CBS going in the first round, and that is it for CBS in the first round. They have the Browns taking Caleb, is it Lemieux, whatever his name is. He's the 6'6 offensive tackle from Utah. They have two tackles. Mm-hmm. And then they have the Browns taking one of those guys.
I think it is Lemieux. I think it's how you say
so
it.
So this is...
Don't hold me to that. No.
So this comes back to the Browns. If they're not one or two, Dan, they're not getting one of the two quarterbacks that everybody is prognosticating as being a high pick in this draft. And after that, it's a crapshoot. And after that, I'm not wasting two first-round picks on a crapshoot quarterback when I have Deshaun Watson, Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, Bailey Zappi, or fill-in-the-blank other veteran quarterback I can play and kick it down the road for 2027, where maybe Shedeur has shown me that he can be the guy, or that I don't think Dylan Gabriel is going to show you he can be the guy, but he's there. Or maybe you sign a young veteran free agent and he's the guy, or... You put yourself in a position, maybe you trade down from where you are and pick up another pick for next year, where you might be able to go up and get Arch Manning. You might be able to go up and get Lenora Sellers. Another thought I have, but it's this. Local guy, big body, big arm, knee injury, Drew Aller. If you don't take your quarterback, and I've said this all year, so I'm not going to change it now. If you don't draft your quarterback in the top 10, you're not drafting a franchise quarterback who you think, yep, this is our guy.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to get Drew Aller in the second round. I don't think you'd get him in the third. You might be able to. And that's a guy who you could come in and truly say, hey, hi, welcome. You're going to rehab and you're going to sit. And we're going to teach you. And you might end up being able to be the guy here.
Put him on the Shedeur plan. I'm in. That makes total sense.
I'd put him on the Jordan Love plan.
Hand him
not for 3 years, but...
Well, it's easier to do that when you, A, have a team around him that is functioning and a quarterback functioning with him,
and B,
let's be really, really honest, when you don't have an owner. It's really easy to do that when you don't have somebody at the top going, you drafted this guy high, why the hell isn't he playing?
Yeah. If there's a guy that you could draft and you could get lucky on and sit and develop, it might be Drew Aller. And the injury is a big part of that reason why. So we'll see what happens there. But that's why I no longer think the Browns are going to draft a quarterback in the first round next year. Only way that changes, Dana, if somehow the Giants, Jets, Raiders win some games to close out here and the Browns don't. And the Browns actually put themselves in position to draft either Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore. I don't see him trading up to get one of those guys. But we'll see. Things can change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.